Now, this week, Margaret Mills is off to Billericay, and I think you're going to be looking at the pilgrims who were the ones who sort of went off to found the New World.
Indeed they were. Billericay, as many people probably know already, you hear the word Mayflower talked about a lot in Billericay. And in fact, even the sign, the town sign for Billericay, as you come into Billericay from Brentwood, has a picture of the Mayflower ship, which is the ship that the pilgrims travelled to the New World in. The sign even carries a picture of the Mayflower. And you've probably heard of the Mayflower Hall in Chapel Street, Billericay. So there's this really big connection in Billericay. The Pilgrim Fathers, certainly Christopher Martin is probably the best known from the Billericay area. Now, Christopher Martin owned quite a lot of property in Billericay. He was a fairly substantial, as far as we can gather, prosperous man. Mm. One of the properties he owned was a house in Billericay High Street and called the Chantry House. Mm-hmm. It's now a restaurant in Billericay High Street, but still retains a lot of its Tudor appearance. Now, it's said that the pilgrims who were going to the New World to strike out for a new life for themselves met for one last time at Chantry House in Billericay High Street to pray together before their voyage. And as we can imagine, in 1620, a voyage to the New World was quite a perilous, in fact, a very perilous undertaking. It's said that Christopher Martin was actually responsible for provisioning the ship. So he would have had a very important role, because obviously if you get stuck out on the sea and you run out of food, the trip to America, to New England, would have taken about 2.5 months if you were lucky, maybe 3 months if you hit bad weather.
Yep.
So therefore, to provision the ship was a pretty tough job.
Must have been.
And as far as we can work out, Martin did his job very well. He wasn't the only one from Billericay. His wife, Marie, is said to have gone with him. And also at least 4 other people from the Great Birstead area.
Mm.
Sadly, as far as we know, all of the 6 from Billericay, and we know there were at least 6 from Billericay and Great Birstead, including Martin, Christopher Martin, and his wife Marie. Mm. Sadly, they either died before they got to the New World or they died shortly after they arrived.
Mm.
But it didn't deter subsequent pilgrims from travelling, and certainly there's no reason not to believe that others from Billericay later made exactly the same voyage that Christopher Martin, his wife, and others from Billericay made in the Mayflower ship.
Quite incredible. And I believe that the Mayflower actually sailed from Old Lee at some point, did it not?
It did. We're reasonably sure that the ship was built at Harwich.
Oh, right.
Obviously, like everything connected with the story of the pilgrims, there's still different people have different views.
Mm.
But many people believe that it was actually built. The Mayflower was built at Harwich. So it had that local connection all the way through.
Okay, many thanks indeed. Thanks, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.